Hello, this is DJ Shangri-La, and thank you for listening to this celestial addition to Maraschino Melodrama. Let's see, again, I am narrating all of my movements here. Let's publish that we are speaking. It's all for the benefit of you listeners. All right, as a recoup, let's see what we did here for today's show. We have just listened to Just Too Bloody Stupid by Close Lobsters. This was a song I meant to play earlier in the evening, but it reached your ears regardless, so I'm pretty happy about that. It's still a win in my book. Before that, we had Calypso to Collapso by Vivian Stanshall. The Devil Lives in My Husband's Body by Pulsalama. Post-War Glamour Girls by John Cooper Clarke. Girl Fight Tonight, I hope no one was prompted to call up that girl whose Instagram profile you've been stalking for the last 2 months and challenge her to a duel. I don't recommend it. Girl Fight Tonight by Julie Brown. Before that, we had Hoshika Karina Your Edusan by Juicy Fruits and Italian Movie Theme by Pilon. For tonight's cherry on top, we have Bachelor Girls by The Passions. And thank you again for tuning in to the radio show that is neither under there nor underwear, Maraschino Melodrama.
do download all the porno from the internet. I have to download all the porno from the internet. I have to download all the porno from the internet. I have to download all the porno from the internet. I have to download all the porno from the internet. I have to download all the porno from the internet. I have to download all the porno from the internet. I have to download all the porno from the internet.
Again, get the daisies for the
hot holes in my lawn. Sucker lunatics start digging and chewing. They don't know that the soul don't go for that. Potholes in my lawn, and that goes for my rhyme sheet, which I concentrated so hard on. See, I don't ask for maximum security, but my dwelling is swelling. It lit my butt when I happened to fall into a spot where no ink or an ink blot was on the scroll. I just wrote me a new mode, but now it's gone, cause those suckers knew that I hate to recognize that every time I'm writing, it's gone.
I found that it's not wise to leave my garden untended, cause eyes has now pardoned on laws of privacy. These paws are after my writer's seat. I perceive that everyone's saying what to do when suckers are preying upon my well-guarded spreadsheets. Oh, why hell does it send up fleets of evil doers through the big hole? They get to evil doers who dig holes. which leaves my lawn with lawn chew. I think I better plant traces to give clues, or better yet, call 911. And when they get here, I inform them I'm the plug one of the plug cheer and let them realize the reason for concern of the soul, cause we've come down with a case of potholes. What to do when you dive the depth that I predict and plug tuning? It's a shame when you deny to claim that you stole my words of fame that I wrote in my rhyme sheet, which I concentrated so hard on. See, I don't ask for a barbed wire fence, B. My dwelling is swelling. It lit my butt when I happened to fall into a spot where no ink or an ink blot was on a scroll. I just wrote me a new mold, but now it's gone, cause those suckers knew that I hate to recognize that every time I'm writing, it's gone. Potholes in my lawn.
Aren't snakes look so deadly? I don't fuck with snakes. I don't fuck with things without arms and legs. I don't fuck with snakes. There are people that enjoy them. I avoid them. Creepy crawly filled with poison should destroy them. Yeah, I don't fuck with snakes. I don't fuck with snakes. This is not a metaphor for people that I don't enjoy. This is entirely about snakes. I don't care if they're your pet or if they haven't bit you yet. You won't be the next thing that they ate. I mean eat, it's inevitable. They're a wild animal. They think you're edible. They can swallow you whole. And then you live in their belly. Yeah, 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 yeah. And it all feels like jelly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't fuck with snakes.
Did you ever fuck with a python?
I don't fuck with snakes. I don't fuck with snakes. I don't fuck with things without arms and legs. I don't fuck with snakes. There are people that enjoy them. I avoid them. Creepy crawly filled with poison should destroy them. Yeah, I don't fuck with snakes. I don't fuck with snakes.
I'm just staying still here, like a snake, sun itself on the road.
Hey, what's going on?
There's a bloody snake in my sleeping bag.
You sure, mate?
Hey, snake, when'd you get in?
But
Don't move, snake.
He sounded like a snake.
Even a poisonous snake is not bad.
Oh, Cleo, we got your snake right here.
A snake in a white blouse whose face is a blank.
You have been in my stash. You snake.
Right. What you doing in here with a gun, snake?
You're listening to the Cheek and Tongues radio show with Barno. Humor with a great sense of music. Live from our studio in Akron, Ohio, with Barno. Pleased to share earfuls of humorous music with you every week. Cheek and Tongues now and every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on WFMU's Sheena's Jungle Room. We just heard from Koruk with Snakes. She doesn't fuck with them, people. De La Soul with Potholes in My Lawn. Neil Cicierga with Super Killer. The Left Rights with Free Porn. And we started the show, as we always do, with Devo and the Cheek and Tongues show theme. So let's keep the show rolling with Cake.
Well, your CD collection looks shiny and costly. How much did you pay for your bad Moto Guzzi? And how much did you spend on your black leather jacket? Is it you or your parents in this income tax bracket? Now tickets to concerts and drinking at clubs, sometimes for music that you haven't even heard of. And how much did you pay for your rock and roll t-shirt that proves you were there, that you heard of them first? Now, how do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle? How do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle? How do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle? Oh, tell me. Oh, yeah, all right. All right. Oh, yeah, all right. Oh.
How much did you pay for the chunk of his guitar, the one he ruthlessly smashed at the end of the show? And how much will he pay for a brand new guitar, one which he'll ruthlessly smash at the end of another show? And how long will the workers keep building him new ones, as long as their soda cans are red, white, and blue ones? And how long will the workers keep building him new ones, as long as
the soda cans are red, white, and blue?
Bills and tattoo removal and dozens of pills. Your liver pays dearly now for youthful magic moments, but rock on completely with some brand new components now. How do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle? How do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle? How do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle? All right. Doesn't hurt them much.
garbage man. I'll take out your junk and I'll crush it down. Jesus in my rear view, and the highway patrol is up ahead. In my garbage truck, truck, I'll never throw you away. When you're old and gray, we'll just roll it away.
Give that butt a kiss. Kiss. She raised her cup in the air and shouted that she don't care. She spilled champagne on my shoes. I got lucky in my blues. She raised her cup in the air and shouted that she don't care. She spilled champagne on my shoes. I got lucky in my blues.
Yeah, she told me, be gentle. It's only a rental. Her dress made me mental. Lips, dimples, we bumped accidental, but really was it simple? We met her for a reason, it was very elemental. She laughed, I giggled, I solved her riddle. I two-stepped, she wiggled, banging, benzo, dropped on Lorenzo's, and I was like a pinto, feeling like a black continental.
She raised her cup in the air and shouted that she don't care. She spilled champagne on my shoes. I got lucky in my blues. She raised her cup in the air.
The vibe transcendental, the dance floor assembled. I pulled her south central, we crashed cymbals. I made her breast jiggle, grin just a little. Didn't blow my cool, kept it confidential. She asked for vino, I said follow me slow. We sipped, we cuddled, we settled the score. She wanted my new medals, I gave her all 10, bro. What a night, what a close.
So I sit back and wait and see when she calls me. Just might be my luck. So I sit back and wait and see when she calls me. Just might be my lucky day. So I sit back and wait and see when she calls me. Just might be my lucky day. So I sit back and wait.
Thank you. stop and get off my back. If you want attention, I'll pay no mention. Not interested in your redemption. Yeah. Get the fuck off and get off my back. Get the fuck off and get off my back. If you want attention, I'll pay no mention. Not interested in your redemption. Say something in my face. Get my trust and it's on me again. Can't put my trust in anyone. Can't have a conversation without the humdrum. One goes by, then another one dies. Get the fuck off me, get off my back. Get the fuck off me, get off my back. If you want attention, I'll pay no mention. Not interested in your redemption.
They're like insects. They should be got.
Standing there with the scent of dead insects and cheap perfume.
You are a god among insects.
However, spiders and insects are very different.
The normal flow of life sometimes includes violence and aggression, even in the wonderful world of insects.
Now, it's time for Jojo to show those stick insects who is the real cowardly rabbit.
That means at least 5 million insects are consumed per acre annually.
You're listening to the Cheek and Tongues radio show with Barno, bringing you humor with a great sense of music, live from my studio in Akron, Ohio. We just heard Oingo Boingo with Insects, Enjoy with Ugg Man Like Damn, Pigeon John with Champagne on My Shoes. We heard the Dead Milkmen with Do the Brown Nose. That's a classic. Love that track. Sex Ba-Bomb with Garbage Truck from the movie Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. And if you haven't seen that movie, I highly recommend it. You're missing out. We started the set with Cake and Rock and Roll Lifestyle. That will always be the one that they're known for. Well, let's keep things rolling along. Oh, hey, did you see the eclipse? I saw the eclipse today. I was fortunate. Akron fell in the 100% eclipse zone. Got to watch it with Mrs. Barno and DJ Kratoven. Just went outside and listened to some music and watched it happen. It was very cool. Enjoyed it. Hope you guys all got to enjoy that as well. All right, let's keep it going with the Left Rights.
Chicken wings. Taste the biscuit. goodness of the biscuit. Taste the butter spread. Taste the goodness of the biscuit with the butter spread. To get your butter spread all on me. I don't like it when it mixes with my mac and cheese. 'Cause when you're at KFC, you got that special sauce to spur my curiosity. Just give me a five-piece meal. Oh, what a deal. A big old box, it's all for me. You know I'll take coleslaw on the side. I could tell you wanted to try the potato wedges. Of the biscuit. Taste the honey sauce. Taste the goodness of the biscuit with the honey sauce. Don't get your honey sauce on me. I don't like the way it tastes on my chicken wings. Don't get none of that honey sauce on me. I don't like the way it tastes on my chicken wings. Take us out, Moose.
Taste the biscuit.
Let me ask you something. What
you gonna play now?
The Misfits are a cult rock and roll, worshipped by a few but ignored on the whole.
Meet the Feebles
is a film cult classic. It's basically unknown, but some say it's fantastic. Most women that I meet seem totally unfazed, till sometimes there's somebody who seems totally amazed. I might not be in magazines as a heartthrob face, but in a few devoted hearts I've found a strong fan base.
I'm a cult boyfriend,
not a mainstream show. I'm lonely or I'm worshipped by a lady in the know.
When you're a cult boyfriend,
life is always intense. They love me or they hate me, no one's on the fence.
Cerebus
is a cult comic book series. It's got fans, but it's never found in movies or in theories.
WFMU
is a cult radio station, always tuned to by a few devoted fans around the nation. For every time I couldn't get a second date or even first, why does one think I'm the best when all the rest think I'm the worst? All of those times, no one at all wanted to know. If I'm really all that awesome, wouldn't more people think so? I guess
cult boyfriend
is the term for me. It's always been quality, not quantity. A cult boyfriend's like a record in a bargain bin. No one knows its worth till a collector comes in.
We'll be right back.
then move on, normal and casual. Suicidally alone and then totally smothered. It's so much pressure when you go from one extreme to the other. I guess cult boyfriend is the term for me. It's always been quality, not quantity. A cult boyfriend's like a record in a bargain bin. No one knows its worth till a collector comes in. I'm a cult boyfriend, not a mainstream show. I'm lonely or I'm worshipped by a lady in the know. When you're a cult boyfriend, life is always intense. They're in love or they're indifferent, no one's on the fence. And this song probably ain't gonna go very far beyond an open mic. It's guaranteed, though, two or three people are really gonna like it.
Get a donut from these people?
No. I was thinking maybe they needed somebody down at the donut shop.
So what? Donut, huh?
What?
The bus and a donut.
She's at donut time.
It is their donut. They're the donut people.
And you can go back to the land of the donut kings.
You get my ass thrown out of motherfucking donut time where I conduct my day-to-day shit, right?
At the donut shop, I found a magazine in the men's room. You don't know what was in there.
How do you do, fellow kids? Thank you for joining us for the Cheek and Tongues radio show on WFMU's Sheena's Jungle Room with Barno, bringing you humor with a great sense of music every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. So we just heard, well, I should say, I want to send a shout out to the people on the chat. It's been a lot of fun tonight following the thread of conversation. We have H. Imaginos has joined us. Your friend Paul, it's good to see you. Laura Panic. Scott Oz. Iko. DJ Babs joined us. And of course, Austin Rich, whose Dime Store Radio Theater Show follows the Cheek and Tongues Radio Show. So stick around for that. We just heard Joe Jack Talcum with Donut Dance. Jeffrey Lewis with Cult Boyfriend. Information Society with Hack One Charlie X. Devo with Don't Shoot, I'm a Man. Vincent Gallardo and Toasters and Moose with Taste the Biscuit. We started that set with The Left Right. So, thank you for joining us for this episode of Cheek and Tongues. I'll take us out with I've got a couple tracks lined up to take us out tonight. But do stick around for Dime Store Radio Theater with Austin Rich. And I hope to see you all here again next week, Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on WFMU's Sheena's Jungle Room. Goodbye, everybody.
It's a, you know, it's time to get funky. Check it out. I'm the B-I-Z, and it goes like this. Eating a bowl of cereals on top of my list. Forget eating lunch, I like the munch on a stupid big bowl of Captain Crunch. Whether it's peanut butter, crunch berries, or regular. Feels real good going past my jugular. I go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Eat whole box of cereal down to the dust. Cookie Crisp, Sugar Crisp, and Sugar Smacks. Wheat, rice, corn, and bran checks, I like the tax. I like Rice Krispies and cornflakes with the frosted. When I had Count Chocolate, I lost it. I get three scoops of raisins with my Raisin Bran. I wonder what cereal they eat in Japan. No matter what it is, I know it's sweet. From hood to hood, from city to street. I like cereal, you like cereal. No matter who you are, they all like cereal. I like cereal, you like cereal. No matter who you are, you all like cereal. I like cereal, you like cereal. No matter who you are, we all like cereal. I like cereal. Since we on the subject of cereal, here's some four funky fresh material. Grape nuts take too long to chew, and all brand cereals make me doo-doo. But I can eat a whole box of Honey Nut Cheerios, and some of brand cereals taste like toast. I like the crunch called Cinnamon Toast, but alphabet, I can spell my name from coast to coast. Frosty Mini Wheats make me do the funky beat, like, ow, ow, get you out your seats. No matter what they do, no matter what they say, I can eat cereal any time of day. Like Fat Albert said, hey, hey, hey. Anything else is just a bunch of blasé. They say breakfast is the most important meal, so you might as well start off with a bowl of cereal. Cereal. DJ Yoda, tell them what you have for breakfast this morning.
It's not breakfast.
Hey, Paul, what's with breakfast?
Breakfast, breakfast, breakfast.
What do we like? Hot butter on a breakfast toast.
Hot butter on what? Say what?
Toast, toast. Cheese on toast.
Hot milk.
Cinnamon. Toast.
Old milk.
Chocolate. Donuts. Chocolate. Cinnamon buns.
Don't forget my pastry. Make sure they're tasty.
Sheena's Jungle Room and Mid-Valley Mutations proudly present Dime Store Radio Theater. Our first installment this week, That Lucky Lothario, Rocky Fortune himself, with The Rocket Racket.
Here's Frank Sinatra, transcribed as Rocky Fortune. Frank Sinatra, starring as that footloose and fancy-free young gentleman, Rocky Fortune.
With the tabloids whispering about unemployment and 24-point headlines, a guy out of work gets the feeling he should grab anything that comes along. So when the kind lady at Uncle's Employment Service hands me a pink slip for an interview, I say yes before I read it. And after I read it, I'm not so sure. Adventurous young man with no family connections, desirous of serving mankind. Exceptional opportunity, unusual pay. Zenith Foundation, 45 Mugman Street. Experimental work, highly dangerous.
Rocky Fortune, starring Frank Sinatra as Rocky himself, is brought to you by Sheena's Jungle Room and Mid-Valley Mutations. And this week, brought to you by Strange Luck Cologne. When you're out on the town, sometimes it can seem like a roll of the dice when romance is involved. Why not turn those 12s into 11s with a little dab of Strange Luck Cologne, which can help you even the playing field and offer that scent of the unexpected. Now we return you to your worst friend at the poker table, Rocky Fortune, on Dime Store Radio Theater.
I locate 45 Mugman Street, which is a shabby little building in a shabby part of town, and I haul myself up 5 rickety flights to an office with a glass door.
Come in.
Is this the Zenith Foundation?
It could be.
I got a slip.
Just have it. Fortune, huh?
Rocky Fortune.
No family?
None to speak of.
Turn around.
What for?
Because I say so.
Anything you say, pal.
Take out your wallet and toss it here.
Oh, is that kind of dodge, huh? There's only $3 in it.
Take it easy. I have to check it.
Okay, you're holding the artillery.
Let's have a look. No pictures. Home address, 55 Bleakman Street. What kind of a place?
Room and house.
Honorable discharge from the Army. 3 citations. Where?
Anzio.
Health good?
Terrible, but I ignore it.
Driver's license, chauffeur's license, hack, steam fitters union, maritime card, truckers. You're a drifter, huh?
Yeah, I've been around a lot.
How come?
I get restless. I was born that way.
You go away for a long time ever?
Yeah, 3-4 months.
So nobody'd miss you particularly?
Not particularly.
You clean?
You mean jail?
I mean everything. Police record, prints, booked.
Clean.
All right, turn around. Here's your wallet.
$1, $2, $3. Yeah, it's all there.
Okay, Fortune. You can meet the boss.
I'm not so sure I want to. Is this thing legit?
It is not only legitimate, it's top secret. Let's go.
Where?
Utah.
How's that?
That's where the job is, a ranch in the Utah desert.
Oh, I'll pack my stuff and notify the landlady.
You won't need the stuff. We supply the uniforms and equipment. You can write your landlady. It's better that way.
And what'll I tell her?
Tell her you're going away. You're going to go a long ways. You'll be gone for a long time. Tell her you may never come back.
2 hours later, Milton, that's the bum's name, and me are on a plane headed for Utah. I still don't know where or why I'm going or what I do when I get there, but I figure any kind of a job is better than starvation. Besides, I can always quit. I keep telling myself.
Okay, Chester, set it down.
Is that it?
That's it.
Hey, that's pretty deserted. How come they got such a big house out in the middle of the desert?
A house belongs to the boss. This is where we get out. Let's go.
We head for a big house. It looks like somebody moved an old castle over from Scotland piece by piece. Out behind the castle is the biggest barn you ever saw. Only something tells me cows can't live on sand, so it must have something else inside. What really gets me, though, is the barbed wire all over the joint. We head for the main entrance.
Halt!
It's okay, Harvey.
Oh, it's you, Mr. Milton.
The boss inside?
Yeah, he's in there with the professor and his secretary.
Well, just go right in.
What a layout.
This way.
Come in.
Well, Milton, I see you found a man.
Rocky Fortune, this is Colonel Sam Jones.
The Sam Jones? The man who owns half the oil wells?
All the oil wells, boy. All of them.
Oh, glad to know you.
This is Professor Von Gluck.
A pleasure, I'm sure.
And Colonel Jones' secretary, Helen Crandall.
My pleasure.
You're from New York, aren't you?
Brooklyn.
So am I.
Isn't it a small world?
Sure.
I think before we continue our discussion, we should inform Mr. Fortune of why he was selected for the job.
By all means. Mr. Fortune, as you know, I'm a wealthy man.
So my broker tells me.
Well, about a year ago, I became interested in science fiction. You know, reading them magazines about rocket ships and men from Mars.
Dimension X.
The only thing is, Mr. Fortune, those magazines are not as far-fetched as you might think.
I'm still with you.
Much of them is devoted to genuine scientific study.
I think you're losing me now.
Well, to put the whole thing into a coyote's ear, I got to reading about the research the Army's doing on space travel.
You mean space travel?
Exactly. For example, did you know that the Army now has a whole department of space medicine? Did you know, sir, that rockets are being devised which have already gotten past the pull of the Earth's gravity?
I seem to remember a picture of some mice in a rocket. They were kind of floating upside down or something.
Exactly. Well, sir, I began corresponding with a magazine telling of my interest. Then one day I saw an article by Professor Van Gluck here announcing a new type rocket ship he'd invented.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Go on, Colonel.
Well, to put the whole thing in a coyote's ear, I decided to devote the remainder of my life to helping develop interplanetary travel.
You just lost me.
I established, with the professor's help, the Zenith American Foundation for the Promotion of Interplanetary Travel, commonly known as ZEPFIT.
ZEPFIT. Mm. That's